everybody, and welcome to This Week in Figure Skating for the week of July 23rd to 29th, 2012. If you can tear yourself away from the Olympics long enough, it was an eventful week, two big summer competitions, and the first full roster for the Junior Grand Prix. The first event in Courchevel will see 23 men, 33 ladies, and 15 ice dance couples, though with the Canadian and Japanese entries announced last week, we had a pair of men's medal contenders announced already in the forms of Ryuji Hino and Nam Nguyen, but the favorite for gold will be American Jason Brown, and also in the running are Chinese skater Hei Zhang and Russian Mikhail Kolyada. Russia provides the probable favorite in the ladies, in the form of Elena Radionova, last year's intro Russian sensation who is finally old enough to compete internationally, though she'll have to knock over Junior Grand Prix veteran and last year's finalist American Vanessa Lam for it. Below the two of them, bronze is wide open. Contenders include Lam's teammate Ashley Kane, Chinese girl Ziquan Zhao making her debut on the circuit off 11th place at Junior Worlds last year, and possibly even home skater Anaïa Ventar. The French's biggest medal hope, however, is the ice dance team of Gabriel Papadakis and Guillaume Kazayrin. Fifth at Junior Worlds, though it won't be easy for them to beat the two Russian teams, Maria Simonova and Dmitry Dagoon, and Valeria Senkova and Valerie Sinitsyn, and the already named Canadian teams, Madeleine Edwards and Xiaokai Pang, and Victorian Connor Hasegawa may both be factors too, and one shouldn't even count out the Italian Sofia Savorza and Francesco Fioretti. There are a few more entries for the next two events listed in the standings on the ISU website as well, including the first pairs entries. Estonia, for instance, is giving Sandra Krissa back-to-back events. She will compete in Courchevel, then fly straight to Lake Placid, where her ice dance teammates will go from Victoria Laura Lomas and Andrei Davidov to Joanna Alik and Paul Bella Tuano. More Italians have been named too, including ice dancers Jasmine Tessari and Stefano Colafato to Lake Placid, where they will be joined by Paris team Gila Foresti and Leo Luca Sforza. The Netherlands, who are sending Kim Bell to Courchevel, are also sending her to Austria, where she will be joined by men's skater Thomas Kennis and Paris team Rachel Dimitri Epstein. Sweden, who are sending Rebecca Manuelsson to Courchevel, will send Maria Taljagard to Lake Placid. Denmark, after sending 2011 junior national champion Anita Madsen to Courchevel, will send reigning junior champion Pernell Sorensen to Lake Placid. Singapore has two ladies for the first two events. After sending newcomers Cecilian Mei Ling Hartman to Courchevel, they'll send Brittany Lau to Lake Placid for her fourth year on the circuit. Croatia, who actually don't have any entries in Courchevel, have both Petra Zurich and Barbara Nicole Kukla listed for Austria. They may cut one or have their berth someone else gave up. Poland have no entries in Courchevel, but they have Alexander Kamieniecki in Lake Placid. Malaysia have none either, but they have Brian Christopher Tan and Ray M. Willoughby, both for Lake Placid. The Czech Republic may have given up their only allotted spot in Courchevel, possibly because no one wanted to skate that early, and won't send anybody to the U.S. because of the extra expense, and they haven't named anyone to any events yet, but they did release their short list of candidates this week. Except they have no pairs right now on the junior level, so it's a three-discipline list, with the top man Peter Korfel, Thomas Zupka, and Marco Zakaril, the top ladies Elizaveta Ukalova, Aliska Brezinova, and Yana Kufalafa, and the top ice dance teams Karolina Prochazkova and Michael Seska, and Jana Chaikova and Alexander Sinisen. All these potential entries, however, will have to pass muster at an August 25th test skate. Alexandra Kamieniecki was busy this week, too. She was one of many senior ladies competing at Skate Detroit, where, like at the Liberty Open last week, they were divided into two groups, one of initially 19 ladies and one of initially 15, though one wonders if they should have split them more evenly when they had the top six of each advance to a final free skate. But the smaller group, Group B, was the stronger group, if only for the presence of Gracie Gold, with her triple flip, triple toe, rip-on, let short, as she suggested maybe it should be called the Gold Lutz, but then Adam Rip-on threatened to bill her, broke 60 this time for a score of 62.69 points, nearly 10 points over Kiri Baga, who with 53.10 was second in the group. But even Becky Barriswell in third, with 50.64, had a higher score than everyone in Group B, except winner Hannah Miller, who scored 56.72, helped along with level 4 steps. Young Canadian Caitlin Osman was also in Group B and had a very disappointing short, scoring not far at all above 40. Gold then debuted her Life is Beautiful Free, which her coach described as less a rendition of the movie story and more a tribute to the survivors of the Holocaust. She and Miller were the only two skaters to break 100 in their frees, with respective totals of 168.34 and 158.59, but Osman rebounded somewhat, scoring a more respectable 90.77 to climb up to 132.64 overall and second when Baga withdrew, and Barriswell was only able to manage 80.13 for 130.77. But in the final, when Gold landed both her triple triples but double the Lutz and lost her sequence when stepping out of an axle, while Miller had only a step out of a flip and level 4 steps again, it was the latter who prevailed, an extremely narrow 111.77 to 110.60. Osman managed the 100.03 this time for third. The junior ladies, too, were split into groups to qualify for final three in their case. Of the three group winners, Audrey Shin scored the lowest, but she narrowly won the final with a score of 78.82. The senior men started with 12 skaters, and they were clustered pretty close to the top in the short, but the segment was ultimately taken by Alex Johnson, who landed a triple axel, if only a triple flip double toe, in a clean concerto and F program to score 66.35, just over Canadian Andre Rogozin with 65.72, Andrew Gonzalez with 64.31, and another Canadian, Elijah Ball, with 63.68, though the last withdrew before the long. But Johnson, who had tweeted afterwards there was definitely room for improvement, fell a little more short in his Eleanor Rigby free, and his 123.71 and overall score of 190.06 slipped a point and a half behind winner Gonzalez with his 127.25 or 191.56. Like Miller, Gonzalez, in his Tosca skate, had only a step out on a flip, and he landed a triple axel in competition for the first time. Rogozin was much more disappointing, with only 113.65 for 179.37 in third. The junior men was dominated by Canadians, with Roman Sandowski taking the short very narrowly and the long by a bit more for a wide overall win with 160.11 total. Both segments of the pairs were won by two more Canadians, Kirsten Moore-Towers and Dylan Moskovich, but in the short at least they were given a run for their money, getting only 59.47 to stay ahead of the 58.49 of new team and apparently boyfriend and girlfriend Alex Skimeka and Chris Kniram, who with their lovely Moonlight Sonata short had the highest tech score, included a triple twist, throw triple flip, and side-by-side triple salchows, but for tiny glitches on them they likely would have won there. A little more disappointing were Haven Denny and Brandon Fraser, who confirmed informally they will be competing at the Junior Grand Prix event in Lake Placid, but started in third with a fall, and much more disappointing were the long-anticipated Caitlin Yankauskas and Joshua Reagan, who missed both their jump elements to score a dismal 36.92, and they didn't attempt the free. Moore-Towers and Moskovich posted a more hefty score in the long of 116.67, and while none of the others were able to break 100, though with 99.90 and 98.19, Denny and Fraser's La Strada's free and Skimeka Kniram's Last of the Mohicans both came close. Both teams pulled off the twist and throws well, but fumbled their side-by-sides, trying side-by-side salchows and not succeeding this time. Brittany Simpson and Matthew Blackmer won both segments of the junior pairs with scores of 46.71 and 84.24. The ice dancers were all out of Detroit this week, competing instead in the annual competition at Lake Placid. Here, too, the number of entries had the competition divided into groups, though with the segment separate competitions, the groups didn't stay consistent between them. Madison Chalk and Evan Bates, however, posted the highest scores for both programs to win both Group Bs. Their 54.44 as Dork Du Soleil short dance featured her as a tightrope walker and extremely good execution. Being Orgar Spielbund's top full-time team has served them well. The only other team in either group break 50 were young Canadians Nicole Orford and Thomas Williams, with 50.57 for their Western theme short. They similarly skated very well, especially for early than the year, if not perfectly. Anastasia Kanusko and Colin McManus skated a clean, if not as sharp, short to Johan Strauss's acceleration waltz and scored 48.90 to narrowly win Group A over Alexandra Paul and Mitchell Islam, who with 48.18 for the Edith Piaf number undoubtedly would have won if they hadn't had difficulty in the end, especially on the twizzles. But in the free dance, the end turned scary for Paul and Islam, where they had a very nasty crash on their final lift to the point where they both had to tweet afterwards to reassure everyone they were fine. They were in the B group for that, where they finished 5th, and where Chalk and Bates proved the only couple to break 80, scoring 80.32. Kanuska and McManus were also in Group B, and their 77.92 landed them in 2nd. Orford and Williams, on the other hand, were in Group A for the free, and with 78.77, they narrowly won it over Lincoln Kryret and Logan Giletti-Schmidt, who didn't skate their best in the short, where they finished 4th in Group 8, but spoke of the strong connection they had with their free dance and got 78.27 out of it, when the 3rd place in both Groups A and B, Anastasia Olsen and Kiefer Hubble and Kirsten Nardozzi and Nick Traxler, were both below 70, though Paul and Islam weren't the only potentially higher team in Group B to suffer some falls, so did 6th place Spaniards Sarah Hurtado and Adria Diaz, who hadn't entered the short. The junior teams were divided into 3 groups, once again not the same groups between the short and free dances. The highest score in the short was posted by Alexandra Aldridge and Daniel Eaton, with 52.17 to win Group A, though in the free, where they were in Group C, they failed to pull off a lift, and so with 65.69, finished 2nd to Eliana Pogrebinski and Raskudis, who scored 69.68. In the short, they had finished 4th in Group C. Madeline Edwards and Xiao Kai Pang finished 2nd in Group A, but posted the highest free dance score of 70.19 to win that Group B, where their fellow Canadians and training mates Noah Bruiser and Timothy Lum, having won the Group B short with 46.38, nonetheless, it did not skate as well in the free to finish 4th. So the only pair to win both their groups were Caitlin Hiwawak and Jean-Luc Baker, the only team besides Aldridge and Eaton to break 50 in the short, where they scored 51.21 to win Group C. They took the Group A free with 66.85. Some of the Russians showed their programs this week too, albeit not in competition. Alexei Mishin skaters did a show in Tartu in Estonia on Friday, where Elisabetta Tektomichova did a short that was actually literally to the love story theme. It seems the Summer Nose short she did on camera earlier wasn't the David Wilson short program, and if she's doing it this late in the summer, it seems it's going to be her short. Alexander Julin's students also performed their short dances for an audience. Ekaterina Bobrova and Dmitry Soloviev are using music from the 1979 Soviet disaster movie, Air Crew. Maria Manko and Kirill Kalavalian are skating theirs to a French waltz and polka. And Valeria Zinkova and Valery Sinitsyn are doing their junior short to Lana Del Rey's Your Heart is as Black as Night. Also performing Friday was Ashley Wagner, who visited the ISI World Recreational Team Championship in Texas, while Coach John Nix hosted skating clinics for the competitors, and in the town of Frisco, she gave a first look at her new Samson and Delilah free. Other Russians who revealed their music this week included Julia Lipnitskaya, who will skate her short to Saber Dance and her long to the Nutcracker Pas de Deux, and Jordi Gorshkov, who will skate his short to Still Got the Blues by Gary Moore, and will also have a new long, but we don't know the music for that yet. Rachel Flatt announced her short as being to Astor Piazzolla's Contrabagissimo. She will keep her Firebird free. Also possibly keeping their programs from last year, Arching Pang and Jiang Tong. They have new ones choreographed, but they're having trouble breaking them in, the short especially. And with old injuries flaring up, they may just stick to the programs they know and like better. Elsewhere in China, Cheng Peng and Hao Zhang apparently have their short choreographed, and their long is progressing on schedule. Coach Bin Yao calls it what Chrome Translate calls the poet's heart, and says it suits Peng very well, though even her injuries, though improved, are still there enough to keep them from trying any quad throws. Also going back to old things is Brian Joubert, but of a different kind. We learned this week about his latest coaching situation. He's now training under Annick Dumont in Paris, but will, he says, train sometimes in Tours with Patrick Guep, and might even occasionally trade with Bernard Gagnon if she can provide him with ice big enough her current ice isn't. Also speaking out for the first time this summer from Paris is Russian defectress Luba Vilyushkeshkina. She and Yanni Kokon remain committed to each other, even in the face of Russian reluctance to release her. It was actually she who sought him out. She says she was feeling less enjoyment and more obligation in skating in Russia. She saw him on the internet that he was free, so she sent him a line, and he needed a partner short enough for him and 30 kilograms lighter than him. He does call those criteria silly, but they were his primary partner criteria anyway. She met those requirements, so she came over, and they actually train alongside his rejected partner, Melin Hebachian, with her new foreign partner, Czech Nicole Helsler, and Kokon even helps translate for him as he works on learning French. For completely new partnership news, there is word Allison Reed has teamed up with junior Israeli ice dancer Vasily Rogov, who has apparently left Ekaterina Borogov despite their success this year. What country they'll skate for is anyone's guess. Then there is the matter of Vanessa Krohn, who posted to Facebook early this week there would be big news come this weekend, and yesterday this morning it was announced the big reveal would be at noon today, but as I record this 8 p.m. Eastern Time, nothing further has been posted. As the Summer Olympics go on, there's actually news of the upcoming Winter Games in Sochi for the stretching out of the schedule, and this will affect skating. It is one of three events that will begin February 6th, the day before the opening ceremony, when the men in pairs both skate their shorts that day. Although there have been events that began the day of the opening ceremony in the past, they've never gone earlier than then. But IOC Sports Director Christoph Duby spoke of a need for breathing room and also not wanting to have any other events the day of the opening ceremony, which is supposed to let more athletes attend that, though it sounds like both the pairs and men will have their freeze the next day, which might cause many of them to pass it up. Over in Japan, the Ice did their tour, going through Aichi, doing special performances in Nikko, where Mao Asada also took time out to talk with students affected by last year's events, and concluding this week in Osaka, where Narumi Takahashi successfully defended her dance battle title from the previous year. Sunday halftime, there was another talk session during intermission with Maya Sada, moderator, to a panel of her sister, Alina Leonova and Adelina Sotnikova. Naturally, there was much talk about Russia and when Mao trains there and how she admires the Russian skaters. Sotnikova called the ice her first big show. And finally, a brief update on Alyssa Sisney. She's been doing physical therapy since the surgery, was on crutches for a month, is now off them, but is still not back on the ice. She remains optimistic she can train herself back into shape for the NHK trophy. And that is This Week in Figure Skating. Good night.